Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
There's been a lot of concern, certainly, about the Palestinian, the prisoners that have been released from Israel and what is likely to happen to them. We know that 70 Palestinian prisoners stranded in an Egypt hotel because no country wants them. Well, let's try and understand a little bit more about this situation. Dr. Hey Eitan Cohen, Yanak Rokach joins us. He's a Turkish expert at the Jerusalem Institute for Strategy and Security. A very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. How are you today?
Good morning. Thank you very much. Thank you. Good morning.
So this is obviously a major concern for Israel, for the security of Israel, which we know about. But what about other countries? What is the latest situation with regard to these released prisoners?
Well, as far as I understand, other countries are not very much eager also, as you also mentioned in your introduction, regarding welcoming these bloody terrorists. At the end, these countries, these Middle Eastern countries, they do not want to be tagged as the hosts of these, terrorists. However, unfortunately, we are not seeing the same attitude in Ankara. As far as I understand, yesterday there was a press conference in Doha in Qatar, and the Turkish foreign minister made it very clear that his country is eager to welcome these bloodthirsty terrorists. Of course, he's trying to portray Turkey as a constructive player that seeks to implement this ceasefire agreement that they are trying to facilitate, as if they would like to, as if they would like to play a positive role here. But unfortunately, their policy also has some side effects. Under the pretext of the hostage deal, Turkey is transforming into Hamas's new headquarters. And this is the real problem. At the end, this is also, paving the way for the continuing presence of Hamas's cells inside Turkey. And they are also trying to use this hostage deal to justify Hamas's existence in Turkey so that they can get away with it. At the end, the Donald Trump administration is very critical of Turkey's pro-Hamas stance. But if Turkey may use this hostage deal, then it would be a great excuse for them to tell Mr. Trump, you know what?
You wanted this deal. We were helping out, yeah.
Yeah, you wanted this deal. Therefore, don't blame us. Okay, so I think that this hostage deal is acting like a fig leaf, for the continuing Hamas's presence in Turkey. And another last sentence, if I may. And also, I should underline that this is something not unprecedented. In 2011, we all witnessed that Turkey also hosted 11 Hamas terrorists in a previous deal, which was named after the abducted Israeli soldier Gilad Shalit. So we're going to see what will happen. But as you said, the countries in the region are not very much eager to get these terrorists. And the only actor here seem to be very eager is Erdogan's Turkey.
Is it better for Israel or worse for Israel for Turkey to be hosting and harboring Hamas as opposed to Qatar, for example?
If we make a comparison, I think it is worse for Israel that Turkey hosts these terrorists. On paper, Israel and Turkey have diplomatic relations, full ambassadorial level relations, even if we do not see such relations are taking place in a proper manner. And when you have proper diplomatic relations and mutual recognition, it is limiting your maneuver ability. It means that you may not act against these terror cells in Turkish soil, because you have to respect Turkey's territorial integrity and Turkey's sovereignty. However, in the case of Qatar, the Israeli government refrained from taking such actions because of Qatar's status of the mediator. They are acting as the mediator in this negotiations, and therefore they acquired an immunity. But I can tell you that Qatar's status is not very different than any other Arab country which is not recognizing the state of Israel, and the absence of diplomatic relations is allowing Israel to take action in these countries. Therefore, bottom line, in Israeli perspective, sending these bloody terrorists to exile is not a very good option. We prefer them to be sent to the Gaza Strip, and if not, and to the West Bank, and because at the end, then they would be under Israeli government's supervision, and it is much easier for our security apparatuses to reach these terrorists.
Was there a reason that they haven't been sent to the West Bank or to Gaza?
As far as I understand, it's about where they are from. From which villages are they coming from? If they are originated in a West Bank town, so they ask to be extradited to that particular territory.
I'm with you. I do need to leave it there because it is 9 o'clock. The show ends. They want me out of here at 9 o'clock. Dr. Hey Eitan Cohen Yanak Roka, thank you as always, Turkish expert at the Jerusalem Institute for Strategy, talking to us about Turkey and Qatar taking the ex-prisoners. Have a great day.